Man, they play some good stuff here, don't they? I can't take credit for this, but this is some good music here on the Rational Revolution. We could be a music show. Yeah, what the heck? Why not? Mark Becker here on the Rational Revolution. We're talking with distinguished guest Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway. Hello again.
Hello again. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
No, this is so cool, and this is a great honor for me. And let's talk Madtown, shall we?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we were talking on the other side of the break about, you know, Madison is really a cutting edge for a lot of things, from, you know, policy to, you know, everything. You have a lot. I know climate is a big, you know, near and dear to your heart, as you said earlier. So, like, talk about what's happening in Madison.
So we got a lot going on in Madison, and I think the sort of background is important for people to know.
Yes,
that
please.
Madison's population is growing.
Yes.
Pretty dramatically, and which is great. It's way better than the alternative.
Yes.
And so we're happy to be welcoming new folks to our city, and. You know, but what that means is that we have to build more housing. So that's probably the biggest issue in Madison right now, is that we need to build a lot more housing. And the other thing that we're working on is we've got rapid transit, which is going to open. So we're going to have bus rapid transit open this fall, like next month, in Madison, which we've been working on Madison's been talking about it for 30 plus years, but we have been working on it.
What is it? Is bus, like rapid bus transit?
Bus rapid transit. Yep. So this is buses that they are the long buses with the like accordion in the middle.
Oh yes.
You know, so they can bend around the corners.
Oh, cool.
And they're going to be all electric.
Oh, no kidding.
It's very exciting. They're going to be way faster. The ride experience is going to be way faster. So it's easier transit for folks to use to get around our community and to access, you know, employment opportunities, but also education and retail and, you know, all the things that Madison has to offer. So that's a big thing that we're working on. And that's actually, you know, that is like a transportation initiative, but it's also a climate initiative because, again, those buses are going to be all electric.
Yes.
And so by running electric buses, we are reducing our carbon footprint significantly. We're saving money on diesel. We're, you know, the air is not going to be, you know, have those diesel fumes and the particulate matter from it. So we're going to have cleaner, healthier air for everybody in Madison. So there's a dual purpose here. So housing and transit have been a big thing that we're working on. And we're also trying really hard to make sure that Madison is reducing our climate pollution footprint and that we are becoming more resilient to climate change, because we have seen, you know, significant climate events in Madison, most notably the 2018 flooding.
Oh, yeah.
But even this year, you know, we had really significant rainstorms that resulted in spot flooding around town, and the lakes are really high. But we've also had heat waves, you know, and we see more storms that are more intense.
Yeah.
And so, you know, climate change is here. It's coming for us, and we have to be ready for it.
Yeah. You know, and as Marjorie Taylor Greene famously said, if you think gas prices are high now, just wait till everyone is forced to drive an electric car. So that's, you know, there's there's that. So, and one of the things that I thought was interesting, because, you know, being from the great Northeast Wisconsin, I don't get to Madison a ton. And I when I do, I love it. But I didn't realize how hilly it was. And so, mm-hmm. you know, and yeah, I mean, I can see how big climate events, and I know, cause I'm a weather nerd too. You know, I've seen the rains getting harder and more robust, and, you know, tornadoes getting bigger and more frequent, and, you know, and so when you have a community that has a lot of hills, flash flooding is a huge issue. And, you know,
that's definitely been a problem for Madison, but also just the, you know, we get the flash flooding problem, but we also get the, as the lake levels rise, you know, the isthmus in Madison used to be, it used to be wetlands.
Oh yeah. Right.
And so you get really wet soil, and as the lakes come up, the soil gets wet, and people's basements, including mine, gets wet. And, you know, so we have challenges on that as well.
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah, and I did, you know, in preparation for this, I researched a little bit about some of the challenges that Madison has and what you're doing, you know, to combat that. And I think what's cool is some of the stuff that you're doing to combat the shortage of housing. Because I vacationed this summer in Boston, and they're having some of that same issue where, you know, rent prices are crazy high. Boston's a little different because they're kind of landlocked in a way. But, you know, you're doing a lot of really remarkable stuff in terms of housing. You know, talk about that.
Yeah, so we are working really hard. I mean, like I said, it's a good problem to have, but our population's growing really fast, and we have not kept up in building housing over at least the last decade, probably more than that. So you want to be building enough housing units for the people that are moving into your city at any given time, right? And we just haven't done that for years and years. And so we've been really pushing at a number of fronts. And it, you know, I want to be clear, like, we need to build housing of all types, but we also in particular need to build affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we've done is we've almost tripled the amount of funding that we're putting towards affordable housing in Madison. Oh. And we've expanded the types of affordable housing. And so we've been really successful. This is going to get a little housing geeky, sorry. We've been really successful in leveraging the federal tax credits, which come through the state. And what happens is a developer will apply to us for some funding, and then they will go apply to the state for those tax credits, and then they'll be able to build their project. And so we have leveraged millions of dollars in both state tax credits and private money to create affordable housing in Madison. But not everybody, you know, wants to go that route and do the tax credits. Mm-hmm. And so we've also given grants to our land trust and to co-ops to build housing. And we have grants for rehab of existing housing. And we have a program to increase the energy efficiency and indoor air quality of existing housing. So we've got a lot going on that side. The other thing that we've been doing is really scrutinizing the process to get housing of any type built in Madison. And what are the barriers to folks who want to come into Madison? And honestly, it is mostly local folks that are doing housing development in Madison. So there's a handful of housing developers that are building most of the housing in Madison. And so they, you know, they're very familiar with the process. They've gotten good at it, but there are things that we can do to make it easier for them. And so we've made a lot of those changes. So things around zoning, it's things around our process and our approvals and what kind of things just need, for example, just a building permit in order to get built, and what things might need a little bit higher level of approval, might have to go through a committee, maybe have to go all the way to the Common Council for approval. And so we've tried to really make that easier, tighten it up, and shorten the approval times, shorten the staff review times, while of course still keeping high standards. And
yeah.
To trying to, like, on all parts of the process, make it easier to build housing in Madison.
That's cool. And it really seems like, you know, a lot of things are heading in the right direction. And it really seems like a neat place to be a local government nerd in Madison. We're talking here with Madison Mayor Saatchi Rhodes Conway. We'll see you back on the other side.